Good afternoon. This is Carol Ventura, Executive Director of Rhode Island Housing. This is the September 8, 2025 meeting of the Rhode Island Housing Board of Commissioners. This meeting is also being conducted telephonically for access by the public. Terry Lehane, Director of IT, will provide information and guidance on this in-person and telephonic meeting.
Good afternoon. This is Terry Lehane, Director of IT at Rhode Island Housing. This meeting will be recorded and available for review on the Rhode Island Housing website within 3 to 5 business days after the meeting. To prevent any feedback or background noise, your telephones will be muted. To unmute, press *6. If during the meeting anyone is having technical difficulties with audio or accessing the call, they should call 401-429-1427.
Thank you, Terry. Good afternoon. This is Corinne Myers, General Counsel. Members of the public can visit the RI Housing website to view today's agenda and information and documents for each of the actions being taken. If the teleconference portion of the meeting is interrupted, we will stop the meeting and attempt to restore the audio. Chair Deborah Goddard will preside at this afternoon's meeting. Commissioners, staff, and guests, please do state your name prior to speaking for the benefit of those listening in by teleconference and for our minute taker. And with that, I will turn it over to the chair to call the meeting to order. Thank you.
Good afternoon, board. This is Chair Todd. I'm calling the meeting to order. And with that, I would ask Carol to do the roll call.
Commissioner Designee Weber.
Here.
Commissioner Goddard.
Here.
Commissioner Designee Craven.
Here.
Chair.
That we have a quorum. First item of business is approval of the minutes of the National Committee meeting held on August 12, 2025. Motion.
So moved. Rob.
Second, Rebecca. I'm going to have a lot of that today. comments or corrections?
No.
Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. That was unanimous. Item 2, recommendation of appointment of successor trustee to the Affordable Housing Trust.
You'll be hearing from me quite a bit today. This is Corey Myers speaking. I'll be presenting this recommendation to appoint a successor trustee to the Affordable Housing Trust. The commissioners may remember that the instrument that created the Affordable Housing Trust in 1988 empowers the Board of Rhode Island Housing to appoint successor trustees when a vacancy arises. There's been a vacancy among the trustees since the resignation of Stephen Pryor. By tradition, the board chair, executive director, and CFO serve as trustees. The recommendation today is that Commissioner Goddard, chair of the RA Housing Board, be appointed trustee of the Affordable Housing Trust in Mr. Pryor's place. Happy to answer any questions.
We have a motion. So moved, Rebecca.
Seconded, Rob.
Any comments? Just for the utmost appearance of propriety, I'm going to abstain from this vote.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
One abstention. Motion carries. Item 3, recommendation for approval of compensation and description of executive officer and senior manager.
Thank you. Again, this is Corey Myers speaking. I'll be presenting this next recommendation, which, if you'll forgive me, may sound a little bit form over substance. The reason this item is on the agenda is to meet the letter of Rhode Island's Quasi-Public Corporation Accountability and Transparency Act, which requires specifically that the job descriptions and compensation structure for senior management be approved by a committee of the board. As in past years, what we've done in order to support this legal obligation is to put in front of you the salary bands as determined by our compensation study, as well as the job descriptions for senior management as they exist. We have some information regarding each position for you, and then the bands listed literally from the recent compensation analysis. The job bands, just to refresh your memory, are determined based on a market study with individual compensation then established based on years in the position with adjustment for internal equity if there is any such need. We're also presenting the compensation comparability study that the board commissioned to support the to support its negotiation of the compensation package set forth in the executive director's contract, which was recently approved. The senior management team includes the deputy executive director, the chief financial officer, the chief administrative officer, the chief strategy and innovation officer, the general counsel, and the president of proactive development. No changes to the job descriptions are being proposed. We have not had turnover in the roles. No changes to the salary bands are being recommended, except to tie them to the new structure, which has 16 rather than 25 bands. So you'll see that they now align with the 16-stage schedule rather than the older 25-banded schedule. This is intended to represent the full compensation. There's no other bonuses or special compensation given other than is in keeping with our employee handbook and is commensurate with the pay policies for the rest of the organization. Do you have any questions?
Do you want the motion at this point?
Up to you.
Okay. Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved, Rob.
Second, Rebecca.
Any questions or comments?
I have a question that's a very rudimentary one just because I'm still learning the organization. Are there any positions currently unfilled? No, they are.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
And I know I've seen this someplace, but it describes the grade that folks fall into, but I'm not sure I saw whether they're being the salary going forward would be the minimum, midpoint, or maximum.
Did I miss that? No, you did not miss that, but a lot of that depends upon years of service and salary increases over time. So there's not anything prescribed within our policies necessarily. I think if you look at the CBIZ report, it talks a little bit about how people should move through the band. Kara, did you want to add anything? You worked on it.
Yes, this is Kara LaChapelle. So with the CBIZ report, the compensation consultants, they base it on the years of service within that position, not necessarily within the corporation, but service within that position. So that their way to evaluate the experience of the person.
Okay.
And so that was their recommendation. So
it would be the position.
Yes, yeah. Each person's a little bit different.
Gotcha. That's sensible.
Another questions or comments? Just to clarify that any impact as a result of this has already been internalized in the budget that we saw.
There's no impact on the budget.
All in favor?
Aye.
That was unanimous.
Thank you very much.
Recommendation for approval of revisions to the purchasing policy. Always a thrilling topic.
Always a thrill. This is a month of high-octane activity at the board. I'll be presenting this proposal to revise the purchasing policies. This is intended to be a very targeted revision rather than a comprehensive overhaul. Our goal is to focus on alignment with recent changes to federal and state affirmative action requirements, very specifically. As you may know, in January, the White House ended affirmative action requirements for federal contractors. Some of those requirements were so historically entrenched as to have been codified in Rhode Island state law. The Department of Administration has since issued an interpretation about the effect of the repeal of those requirements on our state law. So in keeping with that interpretation, we're removing the provisions of our purchasing policies that require vendors to maintain affirmative action programs. There are conforming changes throughout the purchasing policies. This does not affect separate state law requirements, which obligate agencies that disperse federal assistance, such as Rhode Island Housing, financial assistance, such as Rhode Island Housing, to adopt workforce utilization goals. So we continue to monitor the treatment of those NBE and WBE requirements under federal and state law as they may be evolving.
May I have a motion?
So moved, Rebecca.
Questions or comments?
Court, can I ask, are any of these federal policies subject to any of the Attorney General's suits right now? I haven't been able to keep track of that. I know there's a lot out there, but I wasn't sure.
I'm not aware that the effect of the executive order that repeals the Johnson-era civil rights executive order is under review by any of the federal courts right now. I could be wrong. There are 360-some-odd cases at the moment, which are actively being monitored, and we do check every day to see if there's anything we need to be up on. But I'm not aware that this particular question is open at the moment.
Other comments? Questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Unanimous. Recommendation for approval of MERS corporate signing officers.
Good afternoon. This is Peter Pragonis. This RFA is for the appointment of signing officers for the purposes of membership of Rhode Island Housing in the Mortgage Electronic Registration System, also known as MERS. MERS owns an electronic servicing and mortgaging tracking system, which is used nationally by entities that issue mortgages. We became a MERS member in 2016, and each year they ask us to furnish a list of professionals who will work on MERS items on behalf of MERS. A year ago we did this, we updated the list, and we'd like to do so again, and we asked that the CFO, the directors of loan servicing and home ownership, the assistant directors of loan servicing and home ownership, continue to occupy these roles. Thank you.
Do I have a motion?
So moved, Rob.
Second, Rebecca.
Questions or comments? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Unanimous. Recommendation for approval of amendments to the bylaws of the Rhode Island Housing Coalition Finance Corporation.
Back to me, Corey Myers. I'll be presenting this proposal to amend our corporate bylaws. Once in a blue moon, we have a need to come back to the board for a change. This, similar to the previous item, is intended to be a very surgical amendment. As you know, the General Assembly passed a change to RA Housing's enabling legislation in the last session that substitutes the Secretary of Housing for the Director of Business Regulation as the holder of an ex officio board seat, and also makes the Secretary of Housing the chair of the board by virtue of her position. The changes before you are simply to conform with that statutory change. No other changes are being recommended.
Do I have a motion?
So moved, Rebecca.
Seconded, Rob.
Any questions or comments? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
That was unanimous.
Thank you.
Recommendation for approval of delegation of corporate authority.
Thank you. This is Corinne Myers. This action would authorize designated officers and employees of RA Housing to execute and deliver any contracts, documents, or instruments that lawfully can be entered by the company. This designation authorizes specifically the executive director, deputy executive director, and chief financial officer to bind the company by written instruments and supersedes the previous designation from September 2024, our last annual meeting. Staff considers this an annual housekeeping matter. We are not proposing to change any of the authorized individuals, simply to update the authority. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Do I have a motion?
So moved, Rob.
Second, Rebecca.
Any questions or discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
It's unanimous.
Thank you. And before we move on, I just want to mention that on the date of our board meeting, you will also see similar actions on behalf of the Development Corp and the Equity Corp having to do with corporate authority. I also wanted to mention that there'll be an additional item on the agenda in terms of governance, which is the election of a vice chair.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions or comments? Staff or hearing none? A motion to adjourn?
Second.
All in favor? Aye.